This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Midday on August 21st, day will turn into night. Stars will be visible in the middle of the day, temperatures will cool off, and animals might become confused. It's all because the moon will pass between the Earth and the sun, creating a solar eclipse. I talked to a couple experts about it, and they said most eclipses happen over an ocean. But in a few weeks, a full solar eclipse will be visible across a swath of the U.S., including portions of southern Illinois and central Missouri. The full eclipse will not be visible in this region. However, the view here will show roughly 95% of the sun's surface covered by the moon. Esteban Araya is an associate professor of physics at Western Illinois University. He says the quality of the viewing experience will depend on the weather that day.
If it is not terribly overcast, you will see a change in the amount of light from the sun. So that will be noticeable. But it all depends. If we have a thunderstorm, then no.
Do solar eclipses happen somewhere on the face of the Earth every year? Is this fairly frequent?
Most years. So usually you will have one or two per year. However, depending on how the planet and the moon and the sun are aligned, sometimes you have years where you have no eclipses, like next year.
Yeah, so why does this matter? If we get one or two every year or most years, why does this matter?
It matters because even if it happens once or a couple of times every year, you have to be in the correct spot on the planet to be able to see it. Not only the correct spot, but the precise minute. And that is hard, right? So unless you have lots of money and you can just pay an airplane and go to the middle of nowhere to observe the eclipse, you will have to just take advantage of this very special event.
Are people being asked to, just general citizens being asked to take some measurements or observations and share them with any type of scientific groups?
Yes, there are several of these citizen science projects where they are going to study things that go all the way from investigating what is happening with the corona of the sun all the way to investigating what will happen with the life, like animals on Earth and changes in temperature. So there is a huge range of projects for which people can participate. If they have a cell phone and they can install some app, depending on the project, you may need a special equipment, but some projects need very little.
You mentioned animals. Is there a reason to believe they will behave differently?
Well, one, there is a reason from lots of anecdotes, including my own. So I was able to see how animals really behave strange during a total solar eclipse. That change in temperature, that change in the wind conditions, that sudden darkness really makes some animals really confused. And it's interesting to see how birds behave and other animals as well. And again, one of the citizen projects is to explore that in a more scientific way.
You've viewed a total eclipse before?
Yes, that was many years ago when I was a little kid.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I remember having that feeling of that change in temperature, that change in the wind, how the change in the behavior of the animals. I remember seeing how that shadow came very fast towards me and observing how the daytime turned into night, that you can see the stars, you can see planets, you can see that beautiful atmosphere of the sun. And far away, you can see daytime. It's a really impressive phenomenon.
Esteban Araya is an associate professor of physics at Western Illinois University. He says because the solar eclipse is an impressive phenomenon, he recommends focusing on the entire experience instead of spending time trying to photograph it. As part of the experience, special eye protection must be used to view the partial solar eclipse. Dr. Bridget Colley is an optometrist with Professional Eye Care Center in Macomb. She says there are some definite do's and don'ts.
regular sunglasses, transition lenses, glasses like that don't work. They don't provide adequate protection, so you need eclipse-approved eyewear. Or you can build something like a pinhole camera or other safety viewing device without looking directly at the sun.
How would someone know whether the special glasses are rated to be able to see this?
That's a great question. They should have a number written on them, and that number, or it's ISO 12312 filter. It should be on the product that they purchase that says it's safe and approved to use. And if you do view the eclipse without proper eye safety, have any concerns about your vision, don't hesitate to call your eye doctor or come in and be looked at.
But what are the possible dangers if you try to view the eclipse without the proper eyewear? Well,
the biggest concern is a condition called solar maculopathy. It's an actual phototoxic chemical reaction that burns the retina, the back of the eye, and particularly the fovea, where your central or 20/20 vision comes from. It can cause temporary blurriness, but it can also cause permanent vision damage or loss or distorted central vision.
Dr. Bridget Colley is an optometrist at Professional Eye Care Center in Macomb. The partial solar eclipse in this region will happen midday on August 21st. Its peak will be at 1:15 that afternoon, when 95% of the sun's surface will be blocked by the moon. I'm Rich Ecker, Tri-State's Public Radio News.